I'm Marie Williams from Newton AFC, and you're listening to the JD Cymru Premier Podcast with Webber and Jonah.
It's the JD Cymru Premier League Podcast. The Covies beat TNS, Barry top of the table, and a Scottish adventure for Connors Quay Nomads. All that to come in the next few minutes, but it is the South Walian side that lead the league. Jonah caught up with their boss, Gavin Chesterfield. Here he is.
Delighted. Squad's been tested. Boys have come in, done a fantastic job. Really good start to the season. I think we're nowhere near where we're capable of going, but you know, it's about winning football matches, and at the moment the boys are doing extremely well.
Every week, Gav, people, you know, you went to Newtown, you had a victory. You went to TNS, you had a victory. 6 points out of six against them two games. They're top teams. That is top quality.
Yeah, really impressed. You know, TNS are what TNS are, fantastic. But, you know, I've gone on record many times and say that I think Newtown are a really good team, you know. I said to the boys, I said, look, you know, somebody says, give us 3 points, give us 4 points, give us, you know, whatever we can from those two games, I'm over the moon. But to get six is a real boost, you know. It'd be nice to continue it this weekend, but obviously, you know, that game's been rearranged now. But give us a chance to maybe get a few bodies back and go again against Bala.
And two of the boys who scored goals in the last couple of weeks, young Evan Press, 18 years of age, Sean Spence, 18 years of age, Barry Ladd. It's lovely. It must be great for the fans and the people of Barry to see these youngsters coming through.
Yeah, I just think that the young lads, there's an honesty to them. Like, you know, there's a purity to them, and they just bring a lot of enthusiasm. And you know, we're thankful that we've got some really good young lads here at the moment. We're thankful that some of the professional clubs, you know, have trusted us to help in this development with these young players. And obviously, Pressy done ever so well this year in playing two 90-minute games in Europe, and you know, has really sort of developed under our stewardship in recent years. Yeah, delighted. They've brought a great, you know, spirit to the group, if you like. But I've got to say, some of the more senior pros, you know, they've really looked after them, bringing them along, and that's what I like about a change room, really. It's a really good blend at the moment.
Wales under-21s, two Barrytown players in for the league, for Barrytown, and, you know, for somebody like myself who'd been involved in this league a long time. That's great recognition for our league, Gav.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, you know, George is a hugely talented keeper, and, you know, he's only 18 years of age, and to be starting for Wales 21 says a lot about his talents. Great to see Sean in there. You know, I think it's his first call-up. I might be wrong, but I think it's his first call-up. Delighted for him. And obviously, young Modu as well. You know, he's on the standby list at the moment, has previously got capped last year. So, yeah, we're really proud of them. And delighted for those lads to go and get those experiences. And hopefully, you know, those experiences make them better players, and better players for us, and better players for their clubs, and ultimately themselves.
So, obviously, Gav, we're stood here at Jenner Park. It's a cold October night. It's not May yet, right? I bet you wish it was May. Right? Yeah. It's not May yet, Gav. There's still a long way to go. But listen, you started the race absolutely brilliantly.
It's a good start. We know that there's many more tough months ahead, and you know, over the season, is whoever finishes out on top deserves to be there. But for us at the moment, it's a great start. First target, secure top six. Secure top six, we're in the league for next year. We can look forward to it. And then once we hit that target, we look forward from there.
Barrytown, not only top of the JD Cymru Premier League, but in a solid position at the top of Cymru Premier League. And maybe, just maybe, starting to believe, like we did last season, that they could be in the running again.
Yeah, I don't think Gavin at the moment, when we're interviewing him, he knows. It's unbelievable where they are. I think it's 7 wins and 2 draws. That is a fantastic record. That's having played TNS away. You know, it's just a fantastic record so far. A few of his players, of his stellar players, shall we say, stellar signings as well, haven't been playing so far this season. So boys who've been with him a long time and have been with the club 4 or 5 seasons and haven't played regularly have come in and done a fantastic job for him. So to be top of the league, 7 wins, 2 draws, it's dreamland for a manager, especially when the boys below, you know, they're finding it a bit hard. Anywhere in this league is hard to get a win. So to have 7 out of 9 is remarkable. Great start, Barrytown. Well done.
Now, looking ahead to this weekend's fixtures, then it starts on Friday, 7:45 at The Rock, when Kevin Druids host Newtown. How do you think this one's going to go, Jonah?
Well, it's a massive game, isn't it, for both teams. They both defeated last week Chris Hughes' Newtown in a very entertaining game, by the way. Chris Hughes' Newtown against Barry, the highlights on Scotty were fantastic, and Barry just edged it, but that's the way things are going for them at the moment. They're winning, like we said, on a winning run, which is fantastic. and the Druids, Huey's team were blasted, simply blasted, and you know, in the first half by Bala, Bala looked like they were enjoying themselves, which is unusual for teams when they go to the Rock. They're not usually allowed to enjoy themselves, and Huey will tell you that himself. But Bala simply had too much for him. Venables again, you know, topping the goal scoring chart, scoring with a lovely fly kick volley with the third goal, two goals before that. So Bala were very happy, Druids very unhappy last Friday. Huey Griffiths made the statement at the end that was not a Huey Griffiths like performance, so he's just telling you he'll want more this Friday night. It'll be a game both managers will expect to win. I think Huey will expect to win, even though they're on a bad run at the moment. They're at home, they're at the Rock. He wants his boys to stand up, and you know, there's a lot of ex-players on each team here, so it's a tough contest this one to call Friday night. Chrissy Hughes's Newtown, they were most people's certainties for the top six, but they've just dropped off the pace of the top six now, so they'll look to be seventh, you know, the kings of the bottom half at the moment, but they won't give up on the top six, of course. So very, very tough game to call. Druids want to win, simply want to win. They're playing at home, Mark. You know, you can't get, you know, two games in a row against Bala and Newtown. Huey would have settled for three, however they got him. So one win out of the two. So he needs this one. He'll need a win here. And his boys will want to win. And Chrissy Hughes, his team, I say a point is never a disaster away from home in the Welsh Premier. But the Robins will want to win. So I think it'll be a good game. Good game Friday night, where both sets of players will expect a 3-point haul.
Before I come to the other games happening this weekend, is the gap now between 6th and 7th too far?
No, not at all, really. I mean, we still got 13 games to go to make the 22, and obviously that's 39 points. But it is a big gap, Mark. I think, is it a 7-point gap at the moment between Newtown and Cardiff Met? Yeah, and Cardiff Met got a game in hand, by the way, so that could be even bigger. But Chrissy Hughes and his Robins, were they to get a win on Friday night and the Met weren't to win, it'd be closed back up again. They'll be there or thereabouts. Don't worry about that, Newtown. The 7th will be the lowest they want to finish, I'll tell you that. But it's a big game for the Druids, because they're just creeping down towards that bottom two where they don't want to be. So, as I said, tough one to pick this Friday night. But Huey and Chris will definitely be disappointed if they don't get 3 points.
So it's Ballantyne against Carmarthen next under our scrutiny. Before we talk about that game, Jonah, of course we have to talk about the big change that's happened. Danny Thomas is now in charge. Let's get Danny's thoughts first of the future role in Carmarthen Town.
I've probably been here 13, 14 years now, so you know, I've come here as a player and then a player coach and assistant manager. So yeah, it was great, you know. Like I said, being here and the people in and around the club, it's a great club, and you know, I've had lots of good memories here. You know, and again, being here, you know, for so long, like I said, you know, I'm a sort of West Wales Carmarthen boy now. So yeah, like I said, you know, it means a lot. You know, I care a lot. All the boys care about this football club. We will do everything we can to make sure, like I said, we start climbing the league.
Yeah, onwards and upwards. Next game, Bala away, and they're on a decent run at the moment.
Yeah, again, you know, there are no easy games in this league anymore. You know, the both promoted sides have invested in their squads. You know, obviously there's teams at the top of the league who are improving, and there's that sort of middle sort of group. But like I said, there are no easy games in this league, so every game provides a different challenge for us and a different problem. And you know, again, we will look at the highlights and we will look at games and get feedback on them, and we'll work hard Monday, work hard Wednesday, and we'll go again next week.
Yeah, change of management, Jonah. Give us some insight into why and what do you think that might do for Carmarthen Town?
Well, listen, first of all, I'd like to say how well Smudger did. He got a good group of players. It's a tough ask to stay in this Cymru Premier League because of the quality of teams in there. Everybody is expecting teams to finish higher, and all of a sudden you only got to have a bad set of results and you're down the bottom and you're struggling. Carmarthen have a good set of players. They haven't had the best of luck. They've lost a lot of games by one goal. They've had goalkeeping injuries you wouldn't expect, but that adds up to the life of a football manager. So you just simply, you know, you've got to run your luck sometimes, and when the luck don't come for you sometimes, you feel like you need a rest. I just say Smudger might only be having a rest. He might get back in. I hope he gets back in, because for me, He's a pro-licensed manager now. He has all the ability in the world. As a footballer, he was a great scrapper, and I'm sure he'll come back as a manager and get success somewhere else. But Danny has a tough job at the moment. He's got a group who were unlucky again last weekend. Andy Morrison, I think, spoke about Carmarthen after the game and said, what a good set of players they had. When you're down the bottom, luck seems to run out on you, so you got to go and you scrap for points, and you got to go to Maes Tegid on Saturday, and they got to fight for every point, because as early as the 10th game, they're in a scrap. They did expect to be in a scrap, but I think their scrap they expected to be in was a little bit higher than the relegation bottom two, and that's being honest. They got a good set of players, they got good goal scorers, but a 0-0 or a 1-1 would be fantastic result for Carmarthen, and that's what they need now. They need to scrap and start getting points on the board.
Well, let's listen to a man who intends to stop them, Sean Kelly, speaking after the Kevin Druids game for Ballytown.
First half, we were very, very good. Very good. We knew second half it was going to be a different game because they were obviously going to probably get a bit of stick at half time off the gaffer after how well we played first half. So we knew they were going to mix it up a bit, and we done well in the end. We grinded the result out, and well, not grinded the result out, but we were 3-0 up at half time.
We got what we deserved.
Played well, yeah, got what we deserved. Yeah, it was great. Like I said, they were obviously going to mix it up second half after how well we played first half. They brought some very big lads on, some athletic lads. So we just we done well. We defended well, and we seen it out.
It's Aberystwyth Town hosting Cardiff Met University Saturday at 2:30. Let's catch up with Wes Baines after that Penybont game, which they drew 1-1, about that performance and how they think they're going to do against the Met.
After working so hard for 90 minutes, a lad, it's always disappointing to concede last minute goal, but it happens in football, and I think we showed a lot more desire in the match tonight than we have previous games, and a lot more team work ethic and working hard for each other, and went down to basics and it kind of nearly prevailed for us, but it's on the right path.
Another big weekend next weekend. That's going to be a big task for you as well, I suppose.
Yeah, every game's a big task in this league. They're all a good outfit, so, but obviously we'll take today's result and performance into it, and I can only see better things coming from this squad.
Well, Cardiff Met will certainly want to continue their upward trajectory, trying to get in the top two or top three. Aberystwyth will be glad of the point perhaps at Penybont, but at home they will probably want more.
Yeah, big game again. I mean, every time you ask me about these games, because of they're so tight, the league is tight, and the Met will want to stay up with the league leaders. You know, Barrytown going fantastic. They'll want to stay as close as they can to Barry and the boys at the top. And Aber will want to get away from the bottom three. They had a point on... I was at the game last Friday evening against Penybont. They would have been disappointed to have given, you know, the 3 points away in the last couple of minutes with Korzewski scoring for Penybont equaliser. But they put in a steady performance, Aber. I think they've done everything their manager asked of them. Penybont were good. They were good for their point as well in the game. So Aber, I think, for Gavin to gain momentum again now, he mustn't get beat this Saturday, especially at home at Park Avenue. They said the students are back down and now they're open to get more through the gate. They got a lot of... they had 5 boys playing last week. I think it comes from their academy, which is a big yes. It's a big yes. And if you could handle the likes of Cardiff Met with them boys and start playing the big boys and take points off them, the pluses will start to come. Their effort last week against Penybont was excellent, so I don't think there's anything wrong with the mood of Dabba. It's just a few results they need, and they'll need one against their old gaffer Christian Edwards, who was disappointed to give a point away at the Airbus last week. I've seen a couple of the goals they missed on Scotty. Elliot Evans, usually so cool, missed a gilt-edged chance to make it 2-0, and I would have most probably put a game beyond Airbus. But if the Met are going to challenge, like I said, a point is never a disaster, but I think the Met are going to look for 3. Good point this will be for Aber, I think, but the Met and Christian with a full strength side, you say once again, they could get 3 here and they'll want 3.
Well, let's talk about two teams that certainly made the headlines last weekend. Carnarvon Town, the first one, because they beat the New Saints. New Saints, the second one, because they lost. Let's hear from Sean Eardley first.
Another memorable night at the Oval. Just really, really, you know, proud of the players. I think the effort from minute one, and certainly the start as well. Because I think if you're starting in around second or third gear against TNS, they're going to punish you. They've got quality all over the pitch, but We knew if we started the game bright, you know, with the problems they had, like, you know, in arriving late, you know, it wasn't the ideal of preparation for them. But I know, you know, Scott and, you know, Evo won't use that as an excuse. We knew that if we started the game bright and maybe got them on the back foot for a little bit, we might have a chance. And towards the end, they were obviously going to grow into the game. You know, that was obvious. But from minute one to like sort of minute 93 or 94, I'm absolutely made up, you know, for the players. I'm made up for the people of Carnarvon who come out again in their droves tonight. And yeah, it's, you know, like I said, it's another memorable night here at the Oval. And, you know, hopefully from now until the end of the season, we can create, you know, more of them. But that there tonight is an absolutely fantastic victory. 100%, because, you know, now, before the split, that's CNS out the way for us now, with the greatest respect. Connors Key a week on Tuesday, and that's them out of the way. And it's obviously all with all due respect to the rest of the teams in the league, because every single team poses different threats. But, you know, by the end of a week, by the end of 2 weeks' time, we played the top two from last year. So, you know, it's just about approaching each game with the same mentality, the same attitude, you know, the same desire, the same hunger. And, you know, we'll pick up results.
What a result for Carnarvon in their sort of development. We talked about Barry Town's development, in the redevelopment of Carnarvon, if you like, now they're back in the league. That is a monster result. OK, it's come at home where you've got an extra 1,000 people playing for you if you're a Carnarvon Town team, but never underestimate that. But it still required the players to do their job, and they've done it.
Well, Carnarvon, by the way, if you look through the fixtures, and every manager will look at this, Mark, this is important. Carnarvon have played TNS twice already, and they're in the top six, so they only have to play them twice again. Will TNS get their mojo back and start beating teams again? The form guide and the old record books say they most probably will. But anybody who's got their 3 points out of six against TNS is a bonus, and Carnarvon worked their socks off to get that last Friday night. Brilliant performance from the Canaries. Jamie Breeze again scoring. So, you know, they said he's a centre-forward who don't score enough goals, so I hope he proves people wrong, because he's working hard. But the overall performance from them to keep a nil against TNS was a brilliant result. And the pictures at the end of the players celebrating and the manager, I always call him the Welsh Premier's Klopp, he loves a sing and a dance at the end early. It was fantastic. That was a good sight for JD Cymru Premier football, to see 300 or 400 fans singing and dancing behind the goal, just having one of their greatest wins in a long time. It was a pleasure to see for the, you know, the Carnarvon followers, and something which this league needs, Mark. Let's make no bones about it. If Barry keep performing, will they start getting 1,000+ crowds? This is what this league needed for a long time, and Carnarvon are showing great signs of improvement in their team, in their crowds. And they're a good setup for everybody in the league who comes into this league to look at.
Now, they have to wait a bit, though, because they have to wait until Tuesday to play their game, because they're playing Connors Key Nomads, and we will talk about the Nomads in a second because of their little Scottish adventure coming up on Saturday. But I will move on to the team that Carnarvon Town beat, TNS. Here's Scott Rusko.
For all our good play, we're not making these chances count. We're not hurting the opposition. You know, they're going to bank up. They're going to follow us all over the pitch. They're going to make it frustrating for us. But it needs to be better. You know, it needs to be better in all departments. You know, we've got to stick together. We're a few points behind. Yes, it's early on in the season, and we're more than capable of getting a run together. But this run's got to start sometime. Clean sheets have got to start sometime. We've got still 4 or 5 injuries. We've still got injuries to key players. You know, Jamie Mullen's still out. Kane Lewis is still out. Danny Redmond. To name a few. I'm always positive. I know I've got the best squad in the league. Sometimes things go against you. Sometimes things don't go for you, although you do play okay, but we need to be better than okay.
What do you think the mood's like in the TNS camp right now?
Well, when you're a winner, Mac, and you're serial winners like TNS have been, it's an unexpected mood, but it's a mood they'll want to get rid of very quickly. Let's don't forget, and let's don't cast no dispersions on people. Rusko and Evans are serial winners. They proved last year they're good enough to do it, and they'll still believe they can do it again. When the going got tough last season, when everybody had to play the final 10 games, they were immaculate. But they don't want to lose anymore. Let's make no bones about it. This is at home. This is to Airbus. This is a game which would be almost unrecognisable on a coupon you get Airbus about 25-1, and TNS is usually about 1-10 on. That's the sort of odds that would have been in the previous few years. But Airbus have had a couple of wins. They've had a good point last week against Cardiff Met. They've seen Carnarvon defeat TNS. Will Airbus fancy a piece of the points action to take off TNS? So it's an interesting game. You very much expect the champions, let's don't forget that they're the champions as well, to get back on track, and back on track in good style. But, you know, this league is changing. Another defeat would be almost unthinkable for TNS, so I expect them to get back on track this Saturday.
At the moment, I get a sense with the new Saints, there's a bit of rockiness on the pitch and off the pitch. Let's remember that the chairman has been sanctioned by the FAW for Twitter comments. Obviously, he disagrees with that. But that is creating a little bit of unsettlement, bad press, if you like, about TNS. On the pitch, they've got so used to winning as a team, there may be a feeling that it comes for granted wins in the Welsh Premier League.
It's funny, Marco, this always comes around, because I suppose there'll be a podcast up in Scotland at the moment with Celtic fans saying what's going wrong. I suppose there'll be a podcast in Manchester with the Sky Blues, Manchester City, what's going wrong with Guardiola and Manchester City, what's going wrong with Roscoe and TNS. So there's three usual serial winners who just stroll their way to titles usually. But in the Welsh Premier, I think the competition really is getting tougher. So even maybe the champions will have to up their game a bit. And if they do come second, it would be a shock to everybody's system. But it'll just show that other teams in this league are improving. Still, there's not many people would still bet against them at this point, Mark.
A quick thought about Airbus. Airbus are sort of solidly collecting points and climbing that league and getting themselves into a nice little cushion, aren't they?
O'Shaughnessy at the start of the season didn't have a point, I think, from the first three games, but he said he was pleased with his team's progress. They're pleased they were adapting to the league, the way they were adapting to this league, and he's proved it at the moment. So, look, big test for him this Saturday. If he gets a point at Parkhall on Saturday, I think it could be an early Christmas present.
That will be an early Christmas present. That's a lot of people. I think Gavin Chesterfield will be sending something back down the line to him. Now,
I'm mentioning Christmas early.
Sorry. Let's move on to Player of the Month and Manager of the Month, because you have mentioned them before I carry on. Cymru Premier, Chris Hugh, yes. What do you think?
Excellent player. Scored a wonderful goal. It was didn't win the Goal of the Month, but look, he's played in a back four who've been immaculate. 5 clean sheets, and he's an attacking left back. So it has to be in a shake-up, definitely. He's one of the class players in this league, in my eyes.
And a goal against Kevin Druids, we'll all remember.
Yes, Roberto Carlos, maybe. Maybe the boy Robertson from Liverpool, no. But even the dentist can do it. Well done, the dentist.
Leo Smith, what do you think of him for Player of the Month?
Yeah, good player. I think he's earned his nomination. He's now one of the mainstays in the Carnarvon side. He's only a young boy, and this is a great move. I think he was at Wrexham, in and out, then he went on loan, but now he's with Carnarvon as one of their players, and he's starting to settle down, and he's a key. I've watched him a couple of times this season. He's great on the ball. He's enjoying his game. He's still only 20, 21 years of age, so he has a big future, this boy. Good player.
And in our talk about Carmarthen earlier on, you mentioned Luca Bowen being a key player, and he's on the shortlist.
He's on the shortlist. He deserves it. He's in the team who's bottom of the league. He's got 4 league goals. Unfortunate last Saturday not to get his 5th with a brilliant clearance by Callum Morris off the line when he lobbed the goalkeeper, which could have changed the game and Carmarthen's situation at the moment. But he's fit. Bowen's fit. When Bowen's fit, he's a challenge for anybody in this league. I know a lot of other managers like Bowen, and a lot of other managers would like him in their team. So yeah, he's deserved his nomination as well.
Finally, on that list of Player of the Month for September, Priestley Farquharson.
Yeah, Priestley, again, I've watched Connors Key, and I look forward to watching him again. I hope he has a great game this Saturday coming up at Partick Thistle. But he's key. He's key to the way they play. He's a youngster. Andy Morrison has given him a role in the team. He accepts his role. He does it really well. And he's a good athlete, and he's a type of player I think he would know. He's coming into the ranks now of getting in anybody's team in this league ranks. That's the way he's progressing. So, yeah, well done, Priestley. Good month. Well played.
Well, we'll tell you next week who the winners are, or you can look at the Cymru League's website. We'll stay with Coniskey then, because they've got the Coveys on Tuesday, of course, but before that, big game, flying the flag for Wales again in the Tunnocks Caramel Wafer Cup. Off you go to Partick. I hear you've just got to get your first-class train tickets, and what's going to be? Buffet, is it?
Well, yeah, the buffet will be there. Janet will make the buffet before I get on the train. That's my buffet, you know the I'm at. There's nothing more than ham and lettuce sandwiches for me, son. Owen Tudor Jones and Ebenezer will tell you that. They'll be waiting for him.
Oh, no, Owen Tudor Jones took the mickey about your bulk weight on Twitter today.
Yes, I know. Yeah, well, we can't all be perfect, can we? Yeah, we can't all be perfect tens, can we? And he played six, by the way.
What a chiselled model he is. Look, let's get to Partick against Nomads. We're lumping a lot of pressure on Nomads here. They are the only people flying the flag for us now, which, you know, I know Andy Morrison and the guys can cope with, but, you know, honestly, what are the chances?
Very, very tough to go on there, simply because of Morrison and Coniskey's reputation now as a Welsh team in Scotland. They knocked Kilmarnock out of the Europa, so that was a massive... massive result, which won't be forgotten for decades in Coniskey for a long time. But the thing is, the Scottish clubs won't forget it either. They've won their last round on penalties, so they're still in here. They got to the final of this last year. Normally, one of our teams would go to a championship side up in Scotland and would go up as a massive underdog. The Kilmarnock result and that skent to the final last year, it just makes it an even keel, sort of, even with the bookies, I think. Partick not having the greatest of seasons, but they're still a full-time championship team. So for me, they have to be favourites. But don't underestimate how much Morrison and his team enjoyed his competition last year and have enjoyed their ventures up to Scotland. And I am so looking forward to it. I really hope everybody in this league will get behind whoever represents us in this cup, and the Nomads did it so well last year. We want somebody still in this cup in the next round, and for me, the Nomads have the capability to go up and get a win.
Let's hear from Craig Harrison, who you caught up with last weekend.
You know, and we just want to win every game as much as what we can. I know it's a cliche and it's safe and it's etc, but we do. You know, we take each game as it come. We don't want to take our eye off winning the next game, and we take every game. The next game's the most serious and most important one, and that's how we've picked up so many good victories. You know, we start the season unbelievably well when you look at it. What a month we had last month. You know, I think we're unbeaten, won two or three cup games. I think we picked 13 points up out of 15 possible available. You know, so we've done fantastic. It's just, can we keep going? Can we keep going? At some point, you know, it'll run out. But then again, it's how you go again. But, you know, got a fantastic set of lads. The lads are excellent. Train hard every week. You know, train hard every day. We've got 9-10 full-time lads, and they come in, they work hard, you know, and then the other lads work hard. It's just, it's a fantastic group of players that stick together and want to win every game.
Yeah, I bet you want to win next week in the Tunnocks Caramel Wafer Challenge Cup, Scottish Challenge Cup up in Glasgow. Yeah, looking forward to it, Craig.
It's a right mouthful, isn't it? Yeah. You know, it's got a European feel to it.
Brilliant.
You know, it's one of them that we're playing in a different stadium against a different team, you know.
And you've enjoyed yourself in Scotland so far
this year? We've represented Wales unbelievable over the last 18 months, 2 years, without a shadow of doubt. You know, to have a Welsh club in the final last year, and then to play so well when we got there, I think we should have won the game. But, you know, then to get through, and it's going to be a tough game without a shadow of doubt. Yeah. I don't know how they got on today, and there's a connection. Steve Saunders is up there.
Right.
So obviously I know Steve well, and Andy's been to watch them last week or the week before. We'll get footage of them, and we'll do our homework on them, and we'll be meticulous, and we'll definitely go up there with a good week's training and a plan.
And quickly, when Coniskey come back, they've got to play the Coveys at home. How will that go Tuesday?
Big game. Two top six teams at the moment. Coveys have just beaten TNS. Coniskey will have a tough weekend up in Scotland, travelling. Coveys might fancy their chances with the travelling involved with Coniskey. So again, it goes into the mould of almost four must win if you want to stay at the top, because of the way Barry are performing at the moment. They want to stay on the heels. So I think the Coveys will take your hand off for a point, but the Nomads will want three to keep on right on the heels of Gavin Chesterfield's Barry Town.
And as we wrap up the podcast, let's talk about that shortlist for the Manager of the Month award. You've just spoken to him, Jonah. Gavin Chesterfield, thoroughly deserving to be on the list, isn't he?
Well, can do a lot more than he has. Three wins from four top flight fixtures in the month. His nomination speaks for itself. You know, they're top of the league, right? So you have to be nominated with that sort of record. Andy Morrison nominated as well. Connors Key scored 9 goals in the league last month, 10 points from 12. You know, they started a little bit slowly, but they're really getting into gear now. So Andy, yeah, definitely a candidate. And Sean Eardley, can have a manager-led side, an unbeaten month in the top flight. Covey's ended the month, 3 consecutive victories over Pennebont, Airbus, Newtown, and they're, well, they've gone on after that. I know it won't count, but they've gone on and had a win against TNS. If that one was included in that month, I think he'd have had the award early. But the three of them, absolutely well done to the three of you. It's not easy to get 3 wins in a month in this league. You carry on doing that and you will end up with some sort of silverware or getting your team into Europe.
Well, we'll be seeing how hard it gets in the next 7 days as more of those games are played. Do try and get to game if you can. In the meantime, say goodbye, Jonah.
Yeah, all the best on the weekend to everybody.